One of the most popular books for the kitchen is a cookbook. They rank at the very top. And the second most popular book for the kitchen, those are diet books that teach you how not to eat the thing that you just learned how to cook. This tension is in our life. Perhaps it is most often reflected harshly in that famous song from Les Mis, which ends, "My life has killed the dream I dreamed." Well, Christian hope is a lot more powerful than that. Here you have Philip from the same village as Andrew and his brother Peter, who find Jesus, and he becomes one of the first evangelists. He goes up to Nathanael. "I have found him of whom the prophet spoke, of whom Moses mentioned." And Jesus, when he comes, he says, "You are a true Israelite." He compares him to Jacob, who saw the angels go up and down on the ladder. And he tells him, "You will be the same as Jacob, who is named Israel, because you are a true follower of Moses and Isaac and Jacob. You are a person who is honest." Psychologists tell us that the more we are honest with ourselves, the less energy we have to spend faking it. The less energy we have to spend putting on a mask. Because our psyche was meant to have one personality, one true face, one true and honest person, so that everyone who meets us might say, "I have met an honest person." And on this first Sunday of Lent, isn't it wonderful that the church gives us a scene in the gospel where Jesus is encouraging someone and saying to them, "You're a great guy. You're a good person. You're a person who is decent. Keep up the good work. You will see even better things in your life." What a great way to start Lent, because we will constantly be tempted by the behavior of other people. My husband, my wife, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, my religious leaders, my political leaders. They all can tempt us to say, "Why should I be good? Why should I try? Look at those people. They hate me." The behavior of other people can be a very easy, unsolicited excuse for us to give up on ourselves, to give in to selfishness and to give in to despair, to find that lovely excuse why I stopped loving myself, my God, and my neighbor. Because in spite of all the opposition you and I will find in our lives, that is all a test. Oh, you said you love these people. Why did you stop trying? You said you loved yourself. Why did you give up on yourself? You believed in God. Why did you stop believing and trying? It is so very easy to find an excuse for our own ego, for our own selfishness, and for our own despair, and to scream that song, "My life has killed the dream I dreamed." But instead, the church says, God sees your goodness. Keep on being good. Show those people how much you love them by taking care of yourself. People may wink and think they get away with things in this life, but you never do. Everything you say, everything you do and think is written deep in your soul and in your body. And so that is why it is even more important to hear Jesus' words to Nathanael. Here, I see a true son of Israel, in whom there is no guile, no deceit. This is an honest person. And Nathanael, you will see even better things. And you and I ought to be reminded, if you really say you love yourself, your God, and love all the people in your life, never give up on yourself. Never use other people's behaviors or their attacks on you as an excuse to stop trying. Rather, just as Jesus encouraged Nathanael to be a good son of Israel, God is encouraging you. Keep on being a great person. Never use other people's life as an excuse. Rather, use your own life as an example, and by saying to them, look at my life. This is how much I love you. Slava Isusu Christu.